Hey everybody, Kev Pound here, and I've got something special for you this holiday season. It's the Black Friday through Cyber Monday sale for The Stupid History Book. This book isn't your typical history read. It's all about the surprising stories behind everyday items. Discover the quirky history of things that you use daily so that you can jingle all the way. It's the perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for family member that likes to sound smarter than they actually are. So don't wait. This offer is available for a limited time, Black Friday through Cyber Monday. So grab your copy of the Stupid History Book at stupidhistory.net. It's history like you've never read before.
Hello, movie lovers, and welcome to this show. And I just want to say to everyone, welcome to our son-in-law review. I actually have the Midnight Cinema himself with me. I also have the Sleepy G Show, aka Gomez, with me. We're going to be talking about some son-in-law. So here we go. Let's do this. And hey guys, for all our listeners, happy Thanksgiving. This is actually part of our Thanksgiving Day episode. I've been wanting to do Son-in-Law for a while. And
such a great Thanksgiving movie.
It really is, if you think about it, man. Like, this is hands down one of my favorite movies in the 90s. I remember seeing this in the summertime.
Seeing it in a movie theater with my dad.
Yeah, that's funny. My mom brought me, I was in Boston at the time, visiting for like 3 months, right? So my mom thought it was a good idea to bring me to go see this movie. And I wound up packing up, laughing all the way through it. I really enjoyed it. So when was like the very first time you've seen
it? Oh man, I believe probably the end of summer of 93 when this movie came out. It was a Tuesday evening with my pops, because that's when he was off from work and that was movie day for us. So it was a lot of fun. I was cracking up the whole entire movie because Pauly Shore was just getting big at that point. You know, Encino Man was out already. He was big on MTV, The Weasel.
Yeah, MTV was his big debut. And not only that, but I was, but they also had a contest for this movie with Pauly Shore, though, too.
Yeah, they did. And he actually won it. And he, you know what? God bless Pauly Shore. Not a lot of people liked him. No. I thought, he was a unique human being. But I gotta say, Pauly, if you ever want to come on the show and talk, man, I love you because I respect
him. He was definitely one of a kind, very unique.
He was better than Jesse, whatever that guy was on MTV at one point when they were trying to find VJs. Pauly Shore was truly an amazing, funny guy.
Oh, yeah.
He took a lot of shit from people. And, you know, I've seen him on Entourage when he was trying to get on the Playboy Mansion. You know, everything he's done was just hilarious. So God bless him. Pauly Shore, if you ever want to come on the Sleepy G Show, you're always welcome to.
Exactly. Same here for me. I was actually tagging him on Twitter and also on Instagram and Threads. I'm like, somewhere out there, he's probably watching this episode. I would like to actually
have him. Did get engaged with Drew Barrymore now.
Right? I have to give him props for that. I couldn't even pull that off.
I wouldn't even, I pulled the Empire State Building, but all the way to the needle with mine. So maybe he has me beat because he's a celebrity.
Right. That's what he definitely has a lot going on better than I do. But so we're going to break this thing down scene by scene. And first off, I just want to say this. Hey, buddy. Welcome to the Son-in-Law podcast where we're not wheezing the juice, but we're squeezing the laps, getting ready for a totally gnarly time as we dive into the hilarious world of Pauly Shore and his wild antics. Let's rock the mic, dude.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm so sorry, mate. Sad to. trying to figure out this whole issue with my camera. It doesn't want to act right for some strange reason. But yes, John, excellent intro, sir. And greetings to everyone out there. Son-in-law Gomez. It's my first time meeting you. But we met in the previous room.
Yes, we did. We did. But we're doing finally a good episode together.
Of course. Exactly. People put respect on his name. Address him as Sir Gomez. All right.
Wow, Sir Gomez. There we go. I got knighted tonight. Yes.
Full knighthood.
Love it.
But the opening, I didn't realize this though, man. Like watching this through, this movie is actually one of those movies that doesn't slow down. It just keeps going. There's no slow parts or anything like that. And it goes by really quick. And I never realized that until I watched this and to review it or anything. But I definitely do appreciate this movie a lot because of this, you know?
I thought it was just overall one of the funniest movies. from beginning to end. Just like he popped her trunk, you know, one of those things.
Oh, I got a daughter.
Yeah. Well, I did try to find my Steven Tyler PJs, but they just did not fit me anymore. So, you know, I really wanted to go full pilgrim on this one, but I couldn't.
Oh, that's all right. So, okay. So get this. So we have Rebecca Warner, who was also named as Becca. She lives in a small town of South Dakota, farm girl who has given up the small town life in favor of college at the University of Los Angeles. After arriving, she encounters a massive culture shock and both the city and her own dorm, seriously considering returning home until she meets Crawl, her dorm residential advisor who has been attending college for several years.
Several years? He should have been a doctor by now.
Exactly.
It's worse than saying, he goes, like Tommy Boy, did I hear a niner in there? Were you calling from a walkie-talkie?
Exactly.
That's bad.
But you know what, though? I like how you have like a fish out of water kind of scenario with Becca, who is not used to this kind of lifestyle up in Los Angeles or anything like that. She's going into a school that she doesn't know anything about. And
no, she was sheltered. She was a good little Catholic girl before she went to LA. Shit. It's like transplanting a Bostonian to New Jersey. Okay. It's a difficult thing. It's difficult because you're culture shocked because the voice, the Red Sox hat, no offense, I'm using you as a good example, but I mean, it's like me going to Florida. No, actually, that's a bad scenario because I'm Cuban. So it wouldn't matter. I feel at home in Florida. Maybe if I went to Mexico or Texas, there you go. If I went to Texas, I'd feel like a fish out of water. So, right. I mean, geez, culture shock. She's got the farmer's daughter look going. She's got the one-piece dress, the little granny sweater.
Sunday school dress on. Yeah, the Sunday school.
Oh, let me hold my book like a little kid. That don't work in Jersey or LA, man. Shit.
No, it doesn't. And even in Boston, for that matter.
Either. Oh, no, not even Boston. You get all the Bostonites on me here on that one, probably.
Exactly, and I'm from Boston, so.
But I have respect for Boston, though. I do. Thanks.
I know you do. I've listened to your episodes. I appreciate your love for Boston.
Boston would be a second home to me if it wasn't for New York.
But no, what I wanted to say, though, too, was, okay, so I like how her little brother is also not that culturally shocked or anything like that either. He's basically just being a goob the whole entire time.
Hornball.
Yeah.
Boobs. That's all that matters to that kid was boobs.
Boobs. And also another funny part was when she's getting ready to leave for college. She's in there with ball bag Travis. And, you know, I don't know what we're going to do if I'm going to survive without you. It's okay. I'll promise you. Yeah. Everything's not going to change.
Yeah.
And next thing you know it, it's the next day. They're about to pack up and leave. And then you have, you know, then after that, you wind up having the little brother goes, well, maybe she's in the barn with Travis.
Homeboy.
Connie's like, Zach, what?
It's like, Jesus, you know what they're doing in the barn? They're porking.
Exactly. Or they were trying to pork, but it didn't actually happen.
I just love his face. I just said he just came in at the right time.
That's what she said.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Talk about really bringing home the bacon. I mean, that's just next level.
Oh, yeah, big time. You know, I like my kind of crispy.
I think Travis wanted to leave her stuttering like Porky himself. Yeah, but
that one.
But it didn't happen. It was not even that's all, folks, either. So
No. It wasn't. It was just, I'm going off to school. All right, then. That's all, folks.
Right.
See you in 3 months.
I'm gonna change and do steroids and stuff like that. Get drinking drugs and all that.
I would laugh my ass off if Travis came out with like steroids. Hey, baby, what's up?
Listen,
he stayed home to run the family business. He had no life. Travis was that, I'm a good little boy, but I'm going to bang your friend a little bit when you're gone.
That's exactly how.
By the way, Becca's best friend was smoking hot. Tiffany Amber Thiessen. That's all I got to say. And
he's not wrong.
God, he caramba.
It was hot.
Yeah, my wife might have to hit me on that one, probably.
But, I know this was also your first time seeing this, though, too.
Yes, despite the fact that as I was trying to watch the movie, YouTube kept pissing me off. Like there was at least a period where every 10 minutes it just cut off. Like, ah, connection is just not acting right. Oh, another unexpected error. And I'm just like, John, I don't know if I'm going to finish this bloody movie. And somehow
you did.
Made it through. I finished the movie.
But what's your initial thoughts on it?
Initial thoughts, I was not expecting to laugh as much as I did. Because for me personally, and I was telling somebody this the other day, I prefer TV comedies. I'm not really like big, huge on movie, on like film comedies. Some just don't hit for me. Some I just haven't seen. But like, I just know I really love TV comedy. And watching this, no, I was laughing from beginning to end. Truly. Like, yeah. No, it's a really funny movie. It really is.
Steven Tyler PJ.
I'm just like, I'm just stuck on a guy being in school.
8 years.
He majored in everything and he's like, I don't know what I want to do. you majored in everything.
I like that we said, I still don't know what I want to be yet, but I know I'm having fun. So you got the Ferris Bueller, but basically you got the Van Wilder.
Wilder.
Band. Yep.
Mm.
Coolidge College right there, but we're right. In LA. Exactly. We're not in the East Coast. We're in the West Coast now.
But, okay, so we're getting into this part with the dorm and everything, and I like how they're carrying the trunk, and the father's over there arguing with her little brother, and then he looks across the hall. He goes, oh, at least you're going to be – he looks at the resident advisor door. He goes, oh, at least you're going to be across the hall from someone that's in charge. That's good. And so we're not even introduced to Crawl yet. And then next thing you know it, Zach is actually introduced by two lesbians that lives in the dorm, which happens to be Becca's roommate. And I like Zach's t-shirt where it says, seduce me.
Please.
Right. Exactly. And he was, in fact, magically seduced.
Yes, he was, because he was also touching their bra.
He was.
And the panties. Yeah. And the panties. This is underwear.
Yes.
I'm surprised he didn't turn it into a slingshot at any point in time.
Right? That would have been great.
Yeah.
You know what would have been even funnier if he did a slingshot and actually hit one of the roommates in the face?
Oh, while they're making out.
Wow.
That would have.
That's true. Or you know what? Tell you what.
Not like cool. American Pie where they found all the dildos. The third one. Or is it the second one? No, it was the second one. It was the second one. The third one was American Wedding. I just love his eyes bugging out.
Me too. He's like, hey, what is going on here?
Shit, what did I enter? He's like, damn. Other side of Sleepy G we never heard of.
I was not expecting to hear that at all. Well, I'll tell you.
Hey, imagine if Zach found the dildo in that drawer. What would he have done? It's like, hey, Becca, look what I found for you. Something you didn't need. Something you couldn't get. There you go.
Put it in like a t-shirt gun and fire it somewhere.
Or he just hits Becca upside the arm with it.
No.
Hey, Dad, what's this? Here, put this by your mouth.
Get like one of the camp counselors that got a triangle. And they're like, flying genitals, come and get it.
Wow, we just hit a new pilgrimage in this movie already, and we're not 20 minutes in.
No. But then after that, not after the dildo, there's no dildo scene. After? No,
just a girthy voyage.
There should have been.
So,
I'm
sorry. It's all right. But no, after that part where they get introduced to Becca's roommates and the girlfriend and stuff, they can't get the trunk open. So therefore, Walter goes in and decides to go in the resident advisor's room. This is hands down my favorite scene, though. And all of a sudden, you see Crawl hanging upside down, and he's like, whoa! The shock on Walter's face is just hilarious. But then you have that one part, he goes, hi. And he's trying to shake his hand.
I'm the resident advisor. Oh, shit. Now,
and he goes, hold on. I'm trying to get my daughter's trunk open. Oh, you got a daughter. Don't worry. I'll keep an eye out for her.
You know what's funny? I'm a father now. And that's the scary thing. I might not send my daughter out of state now. I might keep her at home.
Because listen, if she runs into somebody like Crawl, I mean, what are you going to do, man? Like, what is your first reaction?
Smack him.
See, there you go.
smack him. He would actually smack him off the thing that hangs him upside.
Yeah, I would have smacked him off the thing that. Matter of fact, I probably
never. He would have probably punched him just for scaring the shit out of him.
He would have a Rocky training montage, treating him like the meat in the meat freezer.
You know how they have like the speed bag?
Yes.
Him, like the speed bag.
Oh man!
And then he goes, "I'm not letting my daughter be next to that." He goes, "What? That thing across the hall?" And so after they leave, Crawl comes in, goes, "Hey, what's going on? What's that? Oh, this is a..." And I forgot what was the quote, Gomez, that he says.
Multi-tool.
It's a multi-tool.
It's
a multi-tool.
Yes. And he goes, "Hey, I just popped your daughter's trunk."
Yeah, that's whenever he gets introduced over at the airport. He winds up saying that to Walter.
Yes.
Yes. Well, I thought he did it too at the school. I don't care. But it's just
that one. Just that moment, I'm really going to say it again.
I popped your daughter's trunk.
I say, like, Walter's reactions the entire movie were just perfect.
Wait, the entire time. Can I ask you this question? Do you actually know what Kroll's real name was in the movie?
Yeah.
He's Fred. Oh, man, what was it? So it was Fred?
Fred?
I think it was Fred.
Fred Kroll Weasel.
Yeah, it's Fred.
Yes, it is Fred. His nickname.
I'm trying to remember when they said that.
They never said his name.
That was the funny part of the whole thing. Remember his punchline was, the only reason he was nicknamed Crawl is because he was crawling everywhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. No one knew his. I think he mentioned his first name once throughout the whole entire movie, and it's slight. Yeah. And I think that's when he was talking about when he was in Vegas. Mm-hmm. When we get that later in the scene. But that's when I think he said it by accident. It was like a stupid moment, like improv. Right. Or no, or he had a name tag said Fred or something like that. It's something that it did show it somewhere in the movie, but it's subtle. You would never thought it was him.
No,
he doesn't look like a Fred.
He doesn't.
He looks like a Wile E. Coyote.
Yeah,
extremely extraordinaire.
You know, now that you mention Fred, I would have liked to have seen maybe a Pauly Shore and a Freddie Prinze Jr. team up. Possibly.
We already did not another teen movie. I mean, She's All That.
That was.
There's
that scene for you from not another teen movie.
Hello there, Janie.
He's not. Yeah.
I remember that scene.
This is douchey Chris Evans.
Yep.
A skinny ass Chris Evans.
Yeah.
But Becca's not fitting into the school system or anything like that either, right? So. She calls Travis. Travis is pissed off because of the fact that he can't bang her friend. That's what I was assuming from this.
No, because... he was not. He was running late for banging her friend.
Yeah. Well, no. I think because remember, he was closing up the shop for his dad and everything. So he was getting ready to go out and bang her. Yeah, it's just that Rebecca cop locked him and from doing it. So he's like, "Hey, I just want to tell you I miss you and I just want to see how things are." Oh,
he yells at the phone, "I'll be right there." Like, goddamn, hold your horses. You're not the Pony Express here. Come on.
What was her, what's your deal? And knowing him, he'd probably say, "Well, my parents are pissing me off because they want me home for dinner or some crap." Or something.
We are talking about middle America.
Right. Middle America.
Listen, I think the best part is seeing the fat guy sit on her desk and break her horsey.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's what we're getting to, as well as the Halloween party.
I would have been so pissed. Oh, my God. Now, we'd have had a fight. I'm sorry.
You can't get that replaced. You cannot get that horse replaced.
Yes, you could. It's called Gorilla Glue. Use it. It's fine.
It's not the same. It's not the same.
It was handcrafted just for her.
So as long as you put the leg in the right spot, it won't matter.
Her copy made that for her.
I'll put the leg in the right spot.
Her copy Clint Eastwood.
Oh, God.
Well, you know, if he actually broke the horse on the right side of the screen, technically it would be Eastwood.
Not Westwood.
Or Southwood.
Or Northwood.
Or Pie.
was the direction of the force longitudinal or latitude?
Oh my god.
Can I ask you a question? What was it with that guy wearing the stripe under Captain Underpants?
Oh yeah.
His hair in a ponytail, wearing red lipstick. Was he trying to make a statement?
I have no idea, man.
It's just the 90s. That's the excuse I made. It's the 90s.
I don't know, man. The 90s were kind of normal to me. It's not right. The 2000s where we got a little weird.
That's true. But then you had that one scene that
normal with these glam hairs. You know, with the glam hair sticking up with all the Nero spray hair, you know, 30 minutes just to get your hair.
80s. Fran Drescher. There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
But another thing that I liked too was that we actually have Academy Award winner Brendan Fraser in this film for like a short time playing Link from Encino Man. That made me laugh. And I like how Carl just looks at him like, nah.
Linkovich Chomosky. What a great goddamn name.
Right?
Chomosky. Sounds like a failed NFL quarterback.
Sounds like a porn star.
Sounds like the quarterback of the New York Jets, Zach Wilson.
Oh, jeez.
Banging moms and throwing bombs.
But after that, why is that happening? But at this point, I like how Ball winds up telling everybody to leave and get out of.
I'm feeling some disbelief.
He's ready to die.
There's so many layers to that joke.
I know there is.
I'm sorry, John. Go
ahead. No. You're good. But we have that scene where Paul gets everybody to leave. He tells Rebecca, he sets her down and goes, look, how can you even leave when you haven't even went out yet? How can you experience life?
That's what he showed him the nerdy picture. That's where the thread was.
Yeah.
That was the picture.
That's right. That's right.
There we go.
He had
a freaking pocket protector.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right.
Jesus. I'm killing myself.
But yeah, he persuades her to stay in California and begins to introduce her to the lifestyles and customs that she had been so afraid of. She begins to enjoy her time there and gives herself a makeover, cutting and dyeing her hair and even getting a butterfly tattoo on her ankle.
By my favorite tattoo artist in the whole wide world, Flea.
He clearly Californicated her. I mean, there's no other way to put that. Not a makeover. No, she was California.
She wasn't under the bridge.
Yeah.
That wasn't slit in his throat.
No, not at all. They didn't realize that 30 years
later. She wasn't Danny California.
It wasn't on a Zyper.
Where's the hotel? You know, it's sad that they didn't realize that 30 years later that the Golden Gate Bridge would be invaded by a bunch of scientifically enhanced apes. So there is that too.
I will rule you.
Oh man, God.
So we have a cameo by Flea. Then we also have after that winds up happening, we have them over at the beach. And he goes, and then he sees the girl in the bikini. He's like, see, Becca, that's the kind of girl I want. I'm going to marry. That's the kind of girl that I'm going to have in my life. Give me. And then all of a sudden, she gets the binoculars. So she has this big, huge, buff dude that looks like he's on steroids.
Yes.
And he goes, oh, my God, his cones are bigger than mine. Becca Travis. I can look. And then they go to this mud wrestling because that's what the 90s was. Oh, mud God. Wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Fumper? Those days?
Fumper. Yeah. Yep. I'm glad I never did any of that stuff. Tons of
fun. Well, I hope you know that she's actually available on Christmas birthday parties too. So just letting you know.
She's quite the earth shaker.
She's the rump shaker. She's the original.
Take my breath away.
There's the room shaker, man.
But
the milkshake ran away from the yard because it damn wasn't that good.
Can we take this into account? If that mud wrestling match, when the Big Bunny comes in, I just want to know if that wrestling ring is on top of a tectonic plate.
It had to be.
If it was, wow. Yeah, shaking and quaking. There you go.
But you know what though? I was thinking though, like, was it? I think this was Becca trying to get back at Crawl for being a womanizer in a sense of like. Maybe. No, okay, I'm going to put you down. It may have been a prank, but at the same time, I'm like, okay, she's trying to knock him down to her level a little bit.
Do you think that she was at least a little jealous?
Maybe? I think she was.
Like, early on, like, also...
Jealous of who?
But that's what I'm saying, because it's like, it's weird.
Because
like,
she's not available. Mm-hmm. And but, you have listen, balls as Ludacris said, available to everybody.
I got different hoes and area codes.
That guy right there. That's Sir Gomez. Nice. Remember that name, ladies and gentlemen. Remember that.
I don't know where I'm coming up with this shit tonight. I swear to God. I don't know either. It's coming out of really my best stuff. Ends.
I'm not cutting any of this shit out. I'm serious. Oh, this is deep.
Completely unedited, raw, unfiltered.
Well, that's how my show is, too.
Exactly. I'm not cutting anything out of here. But... Happy Thanksgiving, by the way.
Yes. Enjoy your fucking pie. Just do me a favor, everybody. Just don't do anything to the apple pie because, you know, Jason Biggs did.
Oh, my God.
If something, you know, now you got to question the ice cream on top of the apple pie now. And if that caramel is actually caramel.
I'm glad that we're on the subject of pie because now Becca's going into Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Yes.
Where Travis wants some pie, but
thank you.
But
Nagata from the Runs of the Nerds, right? Thank you.
But Travis winds up meeting them over at the airport. You have Connie, you have Walter, you have
Go Home Rebecca.
Yeah. Yes, Go Home Rebecca. The go great sign Rebecca. That it was.
And then Travis hits Zach on the head like, doink. I would have smacked the shit out of that kid if that was my son. Matter of fact, I probably would have.
Doesn't he always play the annoying kid in pretty much everything? Because I remember seeing
Sandlot, he was great.
That's right. He wasn't the same. I'm like, I know that was his. Like,
that's Hamilton Porter, the ham, the great Hambino.
There it is. There we go.
But I do want to mention this. I like how, you know, she's on the phone. Becca's on the phone with Travis again. And then you have Pauly Shore come out. Brawl. He winds up going, Steven Tyler PJs.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Stove Tops.
Travis goes, what the hell is going on over there? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to tune you out while you were trying to bang my friend. No, she didn't really say that. But basically...
Everyone's leaving college, you know, their first years. They want to go home. They want to think they're all professional drinkers.
Yes.
And they're going to get rookie drinkers at the bar like, hey, guys, look like a dude.
I think some people want to stay behind and get their turkey stuffed, but you know, there's
the cranberry sauce.
Ooh, heavy flow in the cranberry, huh?
Ah, plenty of gravy.
Start bringing those mashed potatoes with you, too.
Oh, God.
Stirring up some of that good old mac and cheese.
Don't forget the corn on the cob, too.
Well, you can always grab a hungry man, like,
okay. The turkey edition, the Thanksgiving edition.
I hated that Hungry Man. Oh my god!
Oh come on, Swanson's was better. When Swanson's was around, that was actually a good
meal. You know whose meal was better? Connie's. I genuinely wanted to eat all the food.
How did you know about Connie? She was married to Walter.
Because hey, listen, Connie can make a meal.
I can't believe we get to the plucking of a turkey.
Anyway,
so oh, God, I'm in trouble.
Oh, well done.
No, we're not.
You might not be, but I have someone upstairs.
So, discovering that Krull has no family to visit, and soon I won't be either after this episode. This time, she compulsed me in bites.
I might be divorced later.
I hate all of you.
And I like how they're all at the airport. They're all waiting on her, like you mentioned, Gomez. And, you know, Becca comes up and goes, what's up, buddies?
With a Diet Coke in her hand, too.
You know, calling her parents Walter and Connie. Like,
Walter, right? Connie.
Connie.
Where the hell did you come from?
You know,
right?
I think the grandfather's reaction was even better. Oh, sweet Jesus.
He looks like he wants to have a beer right then and there.
Absolutely. Dude, no, fuck the beer. You get that man some moonshine.
Right.
He needs some cherry and some peach.
But if you notice, okay, I was even telling Josh this, okay? When Connie goes, well, where's your friend, dear? All of a sudden he goes, and cut. And then he goes over to Connie and Walter. He goes, hey, I just want to let you know, after you left, I ended up getting breaking your daughter's trunk.
He popped it.
Yep.
Travis' face was great on that one too.
Yes.
Yeah. But okay, if you watch that scene, Connie is actually staring Crawl up and down with like a little smirk on her face.
Like, yo, what's up?
Right. And then she even did that at the college dorm as well, where the kid gets the towel yanked from him.
Oh yeah, she was interested looks in at that him, kid.
And she's like, oh, what's up? Well, I'm gonna go to college here too.
You know, come on. This is you're talking. I can't even speak to them.
Ladies and gents, if you're wondering why the laughter was so sudden and just without warning, it's because I put in the private chat, Connie wanted something to crawl up in her.
Oh my God.
Amazing.
Jesus. I lost my train of thought on that note. Just continue on without me.
Okay. So then you have the Green Acres bit. Green Acres is the place to be.
And I forgot about that.
And then he gets off of the truck. And then you see where Becca winds up hugging Pappy, and she winds up telling Connie, goes, wow, the house looks great. She goes, yeah, Darren, something's just never changed. And he goes, hey, Walter, what? Hold my camera. In the middle of America, hidden the waves.
This guy. Just like, why? What purpose are you serving right here, right now? Are you just
trying to give people the contact? This is going to be for the audio listener.
Oh, like, I think it would have been funny if you did the dance.
No.
Specifically the chicken dance.
The chicken dance, yeah. Yes. So that would have been great for the viewers.
Oh, man.
No, then also my 1,000 something subscriber goes down to zero.
I think you just went down to zero having us on tonight.
No, I think I actually gave it a boost.
YouTube stole all of your subscribers just because they couldn't handle the dance of the chicken.
Of the pumpkin. Upon her return home, Becca's parents, Walter, Connie, her teenage brother, Zach, her grandfather, Walter, and Travis, are shocked by her so-called style and changes. Their normally conservative lifestyle is intruded upon by Crawl, who intentionally got on Walter's wrong foot. Then Walter was moving Becca into the dorms. Their objections are kept relatively mild until they get to dinner, when Becca prompts Crawl to intervene with Travis's proposal. But I like how he's actually bunking with Zach.
Oh, that's
like,
the best scene.
Right, but I like how Zach is at first is like, doesn't want anything to be near him or anything. Hey, have you ever met the Tooth Fairy? No.
No.
You want to?
I think the best is when he hits his head over the computer. It's like, oh.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin Marshall credit card bill.
You know, all you got, your hard drive was over this. It was like, wow, you're just an old hacker dressed looking like a slacker like me. And I love it when Becca comes in. She goes, you want me to tell Dad where your Playboys are? I don't give a shit. I'm a subscriber.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, hey, dude. Hey, bro. Don't be holding out on me. What month?
I'm a subscriber.
You know, the thing.
And then takes a bite of his sandwich.
Love it.
Joke is that he looks even more like an asshole. The way that the only thing that I thought in that moment, I'm like, how are you home at such precise times to pick up your most discreet package? and have no one go through it and see what it is.
Especially Theo.
No one knows that he's just getting played.
Well, Theo never lived there. Hold on. Theo never lived there. Theo lived somewhere else because he was just Walter's right-hand man.
No, not Theo. How Zach kept getting all the Playboys.
Well, it's simple. Walter was looking through them and then gave it to Zach.
Okay. So unless he hacked into the Playboy.
Or he does have his own mailer, you know, at school.
I think he has his own personal mailer at this point.
I think he's got his own PO box. Either
that, or you might be right. Theo might be his pornographic plug.
I don't think
that'd be weird, though. But like, what are you doing, man?
He likes horse manure.
Can you imagine face planting in that?
I don't. We'll get to that scene later.
Yeah, we're almost there.
Jeez.
But then you get to that that part where he goes, hey, hook me up, bro, with some rusted wear.
Oh god!
So they wind up going over to that this one place that just sells clothes.
Tracy and I works get there.
This reminds me of a place that I live at in Papaville, because that's exactly how our streets look, and that's actually how a small town looks like. And these two guys are sitting on the bed, inbreeders.
Yes,
inbreeders. It's one of the first questions he asks Becca. He's like, are you an inbred?
What?
You know, your mother, your father, your father. You know what? I got to question that, because I felt like they were Mormons because of the tattoo.
No, here's the thing. Even Baptists are like that, though, too.
Are they? I don't know. I'm Catholic, dude. And I got tattoos.
Right. But I'm just saying, I know that some Baptists and stuff like that, too, are against tattoos and stuff like that. It depends on how you look at it. She could be any kind of religion you want her to be, in a sense, because you can relate to her in some kind of way, though, too, because she's more conservative and stuff. So it's based on your own thoughts. So that's something I really liked. I seen it.
I'll give you that.
I like how they go into the store. Thank you. I do appreciate that. But they go into the store and winds up running into Becca and her friend
Tracy.
And he goes, hey, you know,
link up. In those pink, hot pink pants.
And then he comes out with like assless chaps. And then I like how the little girl's going, mingling. And
we're mingling, mommy. Poor kid.
Yeah.
She just saw something her dad never showed her.
Right? Assless chaps.
I fell out. Right when that happened, I didn't see it coming. I don't think anybody did. And I'm just like, I thought about something. Somebody made a joke a while back about some assless chaps. I forgot what I was watching. And then it just came full circle when all of a sudden he just turns around and says, ha! Assless chaps! Here we go.
That was in the movie Armed and Dangerous, too.
Yep.
Because I think it was John Candy was wearing the assless chaps, or one of them was wearing the assless chaps. Yeah. Oh, God. Good movie.
See him over at the country club. There's home good cooking people, good southern people. How you doing? He has the cowboy boots cut up and he's like, little slip on. And then all of a sudden, Travis gets up. And I messaged Josh during this scene, too. I was like, who the hell uses the word court? Nobody uses the word court anymore.
I'll say what?
Court. Like,
I'll be like, yo, what up, peeps? welcome to the family, hellholes.
Right?
You know, jeez.
These people were so uptight that you could probably squeeze a damn corn cob up their ass.
Dude, their asses are so tight, you stick a coal in 2 weeks, you'll get a diamond guaranteed.
Josh reacts. For audio listeners right now, Josh's eyes are wide open. Dude, right now, he has his hand up to his face.
Wow. And he's just going to narrate my entire reaction. I am narrating
his whole entire reaction.
Please do it.
Oh my God, because that would be priceless for the listeners.
Oh, they'd be paying.
Yeah, they're gonna tune in now to watch all this because wait a minute, what am I missing here?
They have no choice but to.
Like, they're gonna have to. You're gonna get over 300 views easily tonight.
I hope immediately. So. Well, the downloads are gonna be really good, but still, I'm just happy just to be goofing off and doing something. Then she kicks Crawl. She's like, do something.
Well, no, because that's when he was about to ask her hand in marriage. Hold on, you missed a whole little thing there.
Right.
Me and Rebecca have been going out for such a long time. Like, fuck it, let's just get married.
Right.
Girl, randomly.
Yeah, what randomly.
No,
why would you do it at the country club?
Because, okay.
No one gives a crap at the country club. All they do is sip martinis.
Well, and here's the thing. Lies. With that, though, think of it like this. It has all of Travis's douchebag family. You also have probably Connie and Walter's family and everything else joined together as well, because he had this thing planned out for 3 months. So
he had this thing planned out since childbirth, probably.
More than likely.
Paying Rebecca's friend while she's in college. Then after that proposal.
Well, me and Rebecca are getting married. There you go. That's the end of that. No.
Right. But instead he makes this blonde thing going, you know, as everybody knows, Becca and I have been courting for about 5 years. I'm like, are you in the 1950s? Just say that you and her have been going out.
What's wrong with courting? I think it's a beautiful way to say it.
Nobody uses the word courting.
Of course, I do.
Bloody
hell. What do you mean?
I'm from New Jersey.
This guy's from Jersey. I'm from across the pond, mate.
You see, exactly. If this was from Boston.
Dude, I just said we've been dating, or we've been going out, or I've been already officially married without a ring.
We've been gazing into the eyes of one another under the evening stars. That's
yes.
Okay, Dennis.
God, this is so disgusting.
But Becca winds up kicking Paul. Crawl gets up, and he gets up. Well, I just want to let you guys know that when Becca was in college, I decided to go ahead and ask her to marry me.
She said yes, kind of.
She said yes. And he goes, here you go, baby. Here, take your little, you know what, I forgot.
Let me give you Cracker Jack prize ring.
Right. He said, here's your little ringy. Here you go. And then Travis is pissed off. He just now spent like over $5,000 or $10,000 over at Mary Kay now that he can't get back. But
I don't even know.
I'm just joking around.
I'm just telling you, he probably grabbed one of his parents, got the coal up their ass. 2 weeks he got a diamond and he shaped it up, and there you go. There's the ring.
Right. Bada bing, bada boom. There you go. But yeah,
it's a bright, shiny diamond.
It's
magnificent.
Right. You know,
it's shining bright like a diamond. Quoted as Rihanna.
He quoted Rihanna.
That's how the three wise men found.
He wants her to stay and take a bow.
Okay. So,
oh my God.
Then you have, goes, okay, honey, here's your little ringy. And then Travis is like, it's easy, bro. It's okay. She didn't cheat on you.
I just love the fact he knocked him out one shot.
Yes.
Knocks out Polish.
What did you do that for?
Gee, then, I wonder why.
And then in the back of the truck, goes, poor Travis. Well, look at my nose.
She bitch slapped him backwards.
And then Connie and Walter and Zach are in the front. And
I wonder what the kids are going to look like. They're going to grow with blonde hair and afros, just like Pauly Shore. You know,
curly.
I don't think it's going to be curly hair. It's going to be poofy.
They're going to look like they've all been electrocuted at birth. It's insane.
Like young Einstein.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's going to be huge.
With a little bit of Mark Twain.
With a little Mark Twain mixed in.
With a little Mark Twain to it. I'll be your Huckleberry.
So he decides that he's going to work on the farm. I'll help John here a little, because I think John can't stop laughing his ass off over there. Then go ahead, sir.
Sorry. So after that happens, he goes over to Poppy. He goes, hey, can I cut wood with you?
No, I woodle wood with you.
Okay.
Takes the biggest thing with the biggest, no. Takes the biggest wood I've never seen in my life.
Nobody was going to make out of that.
Well, you know what it is? You remember the movie Accepted? What do you think he made the wood from?
That makes sense.
Just, you know, people are just accepting wood. Any kind of
wood these days. But morning wood.
Cedar wood.
That thing that just leads to splinters, if anything. No, you don't.
No comment, man.
Then Walter goes, so what are you going to do? How are you going to support my family? Well, that's easy. I'm going to be a farmer. I'm going to do the 9 to 5. And so...
He doesn't realize farming is like 5 a.m. to like 6 p.m.
Right. So I'll let you go on and talk to the...
He wants to be a farmer, and he doesn't realize that you got to be up at the crack of dawn, which is like 4 a.m. They start like at 5 o'clock in the morning, these damn farmers. Okay, they get their cup of coffees, they do their deuces, they go get breakfast. They're like cowboys almost. If you ever seen the movie, if you ever seen the show Yellowstone, that's a great example. They're up buck early in the morning. So he thinks he could do it. So now let's introduce Fat Boy Theo.
So Theo's hanging over his bed and goes,
rise and shine.
I'm dying.
That would scare me too, actually, if I think
about
it.
Me too. Having this big huge man standing over you as you're waking up.
Yeah, sweaty too. And smelly and disgusting.
Yeah. And what does Crawl say to him whenever he hugs him? But he gets the shit scared out of him.
I forgot what he says.
But
something stupid.
Yeah. So after that happens,
when Theo wakes up, it's something like that. He's like rubbing his head or something.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, I had a nightmare.
So he decides to take him out.
So then Theo winds up taking him out to where the shit is.
No, was it where that the cow first? Dog is. Was that first the manure?
I think that the manure was first.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The manure was first.
And he goes, ooh, a jacuzzi.
It's where's Jeff Goldblum when you need him? That is one big pile of shit.
Just like a jacuzzi.
Yeah, like a jacuzzi. Just dive right in.
Just shoves him in the crowd.
Yeah, not for nothing. If you're
and after that, he wasn't done with that. Because you got to feel all that right down there, all the way down to the end.
Oh, wait, he threw the pitchfork in front of a homeboy's face, too. Which
I would have nightmares after that. I'd be like, I'm done with this form. Forget these people. I'm done.
And then, he has to feed all the cows and he rips them back in the pigs to the pigs. And he had one big porky. And then he found his rhythm, though. He did take Walter's $80,000 corn machine thingy.
And crawl in the middle of a cornfield.
Which is kind of amazing. How the hell did he do that?
That's what I was trying to figure out. I'm like, I'm going to let the movie, just wants me to suspend my belief. I'm like, all right, I'll suspend it for the moment. But there was no action that showed, any extra turns, no brake patterns. That's none of that. It just showed him go through the field and just turn right around and come back. And all of a sudden it says crawl.
And that's way before lunch. He did all what did he say? I think he said, so they go sit down for lunch and he said, well, your group just cost me like 40 grand. Like, holy Christ.
The fence cost him 40 grand.
And then he did bust
after he fixes it and does all that stuff, he winds up getting on to where the cornfield is and listening to John Denver's Thank God I'm a
Country Boy.
And that's what got me into listening to John Denver was because of him.
Because of Son-in-Law. Because Holy Show inspired you to want to listen to John Denver.
I'm sorry.
I don't. Well, when I was a kid, I didn't know any better. I was trying to discover music.
He's so hurt. He's so hurt. He really wants those country roads and take them home.
Take me home, Array. Turn me somewhere, but not in West Virginia.
That is wild.
Why can't I come up with shit like this on my show?
Getting around my show, and it's actually. Want me to come on your show? We could do this again.
We might have to do this on my show.
Hey, I'm all for it.
Oh my god, I haven't laughed this hard since I got married. It was a great wedding. I was laughing through the whole time. A lot of drunk people.
That's beautiful.
Oh, it is. Except me and my wife were sober as hell.
I'll tell you what else is great is when you slowly but surely crawls to think about outgoing nature begins to win over the war. Crawl attempts to save Walter Sr.'s life. When Walter has a spell without his heart medication. Instead, he ends up terrifying Walter, but he gains a little of Junior's respect. Paul's abundant knowledge of computers and youthful attitude endear him to Zach, who starts
major in CPR for 2 years.
Yeah, that's what I told. That's what I told Josh. I said, "Who the hell majors in CPR for 2 years?" I was thinking to myself, do I really want this man to be doing CPR on me if he majored it in 2 years?
I think one of my favorite parts, we're almost getting there, but I got to wait till
I already feel like he knows because whatever you're about to say is exactly what I'm thinking.
Well, we'll get to that part. Just keep going, Big John. The floor is yours.
Okay. Zach starts to think that Crawl's a big brother. Connie has brought out of her shell through Crawl's praise of her hidden good looks. You're nasty.
Yeah, nasty.
Girlfriend. Just and so, yeah. And I like how
Connie tells me.
And I like how he goes, oh, Beck.
Sweetie.
Hey, sweetie.
Wrong mom.
Mrs. Warner, I'm so sorry.
Give me a semi.
Just casually say that. Just casually you're giving me a semi.
This is wonderful. You're giving me a semi here.
You don't say that to your wife's mom?
That's crazy.
Or your fake pretend mother-in-law?
Whatever. just don't that's like how a porn starts.
Right.
Connie
was actually
not son-in-law. Jesus.
She was stargazing upon
I think both of our reactions just hit a new low on that one.
He wants to give her some Pinocchio.
I swear it wasn't me. It was the one-armed man. I swear it was a one-armed bandit.
Hey, listen.
It was Captain Hook.
So after all that happens, he tells her, look, give me 5 minutes to let me try and persuade you. And I like how he gets his weight every time. And I tried to do that. And I was like, give me, no. I'm like, okay, no problem. Can I get 2 minutes? No. Okay. 5 seconds. How about 5 seconds? Paul does it. And he winds up giving her a whole entire makeover. She's a hit over at that Hillbilly Deluxe. That's over in that barn place that they're at and everything.
Oh, yeah, the bar. They start singing Country Boy again.
No. All my friends on Loco. No, now I'm making my own song up.
He wasn't singing All My Friends in Low Places.
No. What's the name? It's a Brooks and Dunn song, though.
Oh, there you go. That's why you don't know it. Never mind, then.
I only know it because my friends always had that playing while I was trying to tune it out, but it got stuck in my head.
And now it's not stuck in your head.
But yeah, do-si-do, turn, okay.
Whatever.
Yeah. So after that winds up happening, Connie is brought, okay, so Crawl praises her for her hidden looks. Soon everyone starts to see Crawl in a new light, except for Travis, the douchebag, and Theo, whose job has been much harder due to circumstances brought on by Crawl's buffoonery. Travis sets up a bachelor party to welcome Crawl into their lives and sets up Tracy to sing and dance. The next morning, Crawl and Tracy awaken in the barn, having apparently slept
together.
Neither of them can remember what happened.
Well, hold on, we missed a whole good part.
Okay,
The turkey scene.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Theo goes on ahead and says, "So, have you ever killed a turkey? What kind of turkey you like?" Turns around and goes, "Butterball." He goes, "This ain't no supermarket, boy."
He's got the cleaver on his head. I love it.
Puts him right in gladiatorial fights with the turkey.
Right?
Oh my God.
And then all of a sudden, the turkey falls over dead.
Because he screams.
He screams at him.
And the best part is, Pappy goes, "Why don't you give him a little kiss?" Because
the turkey
had
a heart attack. Why don't you give him a little kiss?
He goes, "You gotta start plucking when the body's still warm."
And then here comes Walter. He goes, "What did you do?" He goes, "I don't know. I haven't killed anything before." Well, you gotta pluck the feathers out. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, he winds up plucking the feathers out. Bah! And the turkey goes,
"Yep."
Sorry,
all of a sudden,
it's
like a breath of life from Frankenstein just comes out of nowhere. Bananas up
mm-hmm.
by that kitchen.
Oh God! How can we forget the turkey scene? Come on, that was like the best part.
Well,
of the
I was
whole
gonna go after I described the scene. I was actually gonna go back to that, but I'm glad you mentioned it though, because
I was waiting for that one.
But then I like how you hear the horn as well. He goes, "Well, guys, I hate to leave good company, but that's my ride, and I gotta go." And he heads out.
Oh, Jesus!
And so he heads out. And then Tracy's over there singing a song and then singing. Travis winds up drugging Crawl's drink.
And Tracy's.
Mm-hmm. And Tracy's. Mm-hmm. And next morning, they wake up together. And that's when...
What a scumbag.
Well, then that's when we had that scene being played out where, like, well, where's Crawl at?
Well, and yeah, that's where like, oh, he's probably in the barn.
And then that's when Walter goes, "Remember, that's how he got his name, because he crawled his way back home."
Exactly.
So they go.
They're all
the
like,
barn.
They're starting to really love Crawl.
Yes. And I love how they turn around, though, on everything. Like, for Walter, what didn't really like him. Then all of a sudden, he starts getting his groove on back with his wife again. Walter found his groove again.
They put the beds together. Like, what?
Now, Walter got his groove back. Forget Stella. Walter took over that movie.
Because that next morning, he definitely spanked a ham.
Hard.
I was like, "Come on, Walter, don't hold out on me." I like how he goes, "Hey, come on, Walter, don't hold up on me. Did she give it up or what?"
It's so funny. Like after the dance, and then you see the grandfather on the porch, And he's like, son, I need to talk to you. He's like,
gotta take a rain check,
Pop. Yeah, take a rain check on that, Dad. Let me go handle something. You know, I got some urges.
Exactly.
It's gonna be like Phil Collins. It's gonna be in the air tonight. You know, we're gonna get real percussiony.
Coming in the air tonight.
He was down with the sickness. That's for sure.
That was just another day in paradise. I tell you.
Two sides of the story.
He said, "Take me home."
Oh man, that's crazy. Wow.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
We live in love.
So after they get their freak on, and all that stuff happens, that's
I knew it. As soon as John said it, I'm like, Gomez is gonna be on it. I knew it.
But this is why everybody likes it. So after Becca goes down to the barn, she winds up finding Tracy next to the crawl. Mm-hmm. And like, what the hell? He goes, wait, it's not what it looks like. He looks at Tracy. He goes, wait, is it what it looks like? I don't know.
No one knows what took place. Apparently they all forgot.
It's an unsolved mystery.
Exactly. The drugs just
Where's Dora the Explorer on this one?
Probably watching Boots getting mauled by Swiper or something.
Or Puss in Boots.
I swear, Rocker, I've never seen it before.
At all. Have you seen Boots? Help me!
I kept him. Oh, God.
But you know what, though? This is the thing. It's always those misunderstandings at that point where it's like, if you just let him talk and explain it.
Wait a minute. He can't talk and explain it.
He can explain. Like, if she sat there and said, Crawl, tell me exactly what I'm looking at. Okay, well, you know, I don't know. Like,
my pants are down. Her legs are around me and God knows what else.
It's like every Marvel show.
It's like in the movie The Last Boy Scout. He slipped on a banana peel and fell in.
So you're telling me that Crawl crawled upon a banana peel and fell in?
All right, well, maybe he crawled into her, you know, whatever.
Crawled into her, slipped on her banana. Oh.
Yeah, he slipped on a banana peel and crawled into her. I can see that happening.
That changed the dynamic of this movie.
Totally.
That completely changed the dynamic of this movie. Well, thank you, Theo, for what you have done and created here.
Theo created us the story.
Yes.
Son-in-law to the revenge.
Oh, man. But and I love how, like, no, go ahead, John.
No, go on, man.
I was just gonna say, I love how after they, you know, try to do this whole solving thing, and then Tracy, like, she's driving off and then finds what she finds and whips around so quickly as she sees crawling.
First of all, she gets in the car. She gets in the car. She goes, damn, I know I'm short, but I'm not that short.
Right.
You know, or that big.
But then the other thing was, it's like, because we see Travis, why is Travis at the house the entire, like, why are you there?
He was going for Thanksgiving dinner.
Right, but it's just
he was going to slide up in her turkey.
He was going to shuck her corn. He was going to shuck her corn.
A full gravy train.
But
he was going for some extra stuffing.
Ham boning.
He went for the great hambino.
Don't tempt John. You know he's Italian.
Got some sausage. Oh my god. Oh, okay, so basically Crawl winds up taking his stuff, getting out there. Tracy turns back around, like Josh says, but he's holding up a sign to go back to Hollywood, and he goes, look, I only have one question. And he picks her up. He goes, what was I any good?
That means you sucked. Yeah, you didn't even reach the foothills of Malibu.
No, he just probably just fell over her. And that was it. He was done.
But so it's like, all right, so y'all did do something.
Yeah, that's true.
So you did do something. Bad crawl. Bad.
Good crawl.
Well,
but
good and bad.
Yeah.
Then we get this great scene where he comes back and he tells the family, he's like,
somebody mighty big
was driving that car. And so she winds up explaining, Tracy winds up explaining the whole entire situation. Mm-hmm. But look, the reason why I couldn't remember anything because of the pills. somebody's seat was back, and that's when you had that scene that you mentioned. And then after that happens, Walter goes, "Do you want to care to explain this, Theo?"
Like, oh hell, Walter, what a joke!
Yeah,
I appreciate your honesty, Theo, but your ass was fired.
Yeah, go flee, leave my farm immediately.
Hell with those mashed potatoes! You just got fired.
Yeah, pass me the mashed potatoes over there, son.
Hell with the mashed potatoes! You just got fired.
With the mashed potatoes, son.
Well, somebody was making some mashed potatoes, or they were trying to.
Well, he was trying to get the gravy, too.
Ended up giving her sour cream.
Got sour cream all over his face.
That would be very unfortunate. Yeah. That would be a very unfortunate situation. That is all I'm going to say.
It's unfortunate that what happens, Crawl winds up kicking Travis's ass because Travis winds up coming over there wanting to kick Crawl's ass again. Crawl winds up punching him and kicking him in the balls.
And he made the jiu-jitsu for 1 year.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, I'm sorry. Major karate 1 year.
Right. Karate Jesus for Christ. 1 year.
He's like a trained assassin. I swear to God.
The guy's done everything. He's literally Bruce Wayne.
Bruce Wayne, but broke Bruce Wayne.
Broke Bruce Wayne. Right. Poor man's Bruce Wayne.
Poor man Bruce Wayne with curly hair.
Yes.
I don't know who his fashion designer was for this movie.
I was saying the same thing, man. Yes, it was probably Steven Tyler because I'm like, none of this works. Like,
it doesn't, but for the movie, though.
It did work for him.
It does, though, because that's actually his wardrobe that he wears, even in public in the 90s.
Well, that was his persona, though. That was the problem. He was the weasel.
He was a Daisy Dukes kind of guy. Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
But then after that winds up happening, you get the rooster crowing. He winds up throwing a rock at him because we get the point. Then after that, it goes into the whole entire picture and it roll credits, and that's it.
That's it. We don't know what happens. They should have been a two. I want to see what the kids would look. I want to see what the kids look like. I want to see Ham. I want to see Hamilton Porter.
I want to see what happened after they go back to college. And see if there's actually a relationship there. Because remember, whenever he goes, look.
Oh, she wanted him. Come on, from day one. She wanted to experience the wild side. Mm-hmm. Country girl, going to the big city. Come on.
Not only that. It's like taking candy from a baby. But don't forget, I went a little too far for a minute. I want to roll back for 1 second.
Oops. Then I think we all went too far.
For the whole entire hour and 9 minutes that we
played. Jamie's got a gun. Oh, wait. Wrong movie.
Jeez. It looked like a late no. But what I wanted to say was this, though, too. Okay, so after everything, they decided to call the engagement off. They said that they're going to take a break and see how things go and progress. And Walter goes, "That sounds like a good idea, son. There's no sense in rushing into something that you're not ready for. That's a good idea. Sit down and get some go on in and get some turkey.
Enjoy yourself.
Broke bread.
Enjoy yourself."
He stuffed her turkey.
Yep,
he did. Hard.
He stuffed Connie's and Becca's turkey.
Imagine that. What a combo.
Two for one deal.
You got the apple pie and the pumpcan.
And it wasn't.
You can have your cake and eat it too.
Have his apple pie and eat it too with whipped cream. Freshly made.
Hey, yes. All right. Okay. So, he's got some cold weight.
So watching this now as an adult and everything too, this movie still holds up. It still makes me laugh. I'm happy that I spent another $4 watching this movie again.
What? So, you spent $4?
Yeah.
Not from YouTube for free.
Ow.
Oh, you got YouTube Red, don't you?
No comment.
Uh-huh. That man's got YouTube. That man's playing Gallagher. He's got YouTube Premium. We got to talk.
Yeah.
Might have to get that premium. How much is the premium anyway?
How much is the premium?
I don't know. I just paid. It's automatically paid.
What about that premium? Huh? What's up with the premium?
Yeah. Yeah, we want to know about that premium, man. That premium turkey.
It was like 11 bucks.
What's going on over here?
I think it was like 11 bucks.
11 bucks, huh? Only 11 bucks. You thought about that?
Oh, I don't know.
Tell me, Paulie. Tell me.
Listen, Paulie.
It's like, okay, yeah, sure.
Lick your offer, never refuse.
Was A1. John, bring Sir Gomez around more often. This guy right here. I want to party with that guy.
I promise you, he will be back. Gomez is a good friend of mine.
Partied with me, you'll trust me, you're gonna laugh your ass off.
Hey, I'm here for it.
I just want to say thank you so much. I've really had a great time reviewing Son-in-Law with you guys. This has been a blast. Gomez, do you have anything? Yes, we are definitely gonna have to do another movie. As a matter of fact, I want to do Just Friends for a Christmas movie.
Oh, God. Ryan Reynolds.
Yes.
I love Ryan Reynolds just because of Wrexham even more, just because of that TV show he's got now with Rob McCallum and freaking Wrexham. Love soccer now.
I got to check it out.
It's actually a bloody good show.
It's on Hulu, isn't it?
Yeah, it's on Hulu. I thought it was actually really good. They just did season two right now, and I just finished it. So it was actually really, really good.
Cool.
It's funny how these guys made a show of trying to get a soccer team that has sucked for like 80 years trying to advance them. And let's just say it's actually a really good story. It's really good. I enjoyed every minute of it.
All right,
guys. Well, Gomez, do you have anything coming out as far as your show goes or anything like
that? Well, my 50th episode is coming out soon. Big 5-0 at the Sleevey G Show. I'm excited. Doing some video game reviews coming out soon. You know, with the PS5, that's all I rock here. You know, I'm biased in a lot of the games. So I RoboCop is definitely up there right now. I've been playing pretty damn good. Episodes, man, I just got a lot of things going on. Christmas episodes coming out soon. New Year's do's and don'ts with my friend coming out. Just got a lot of stuff. And New Year's coming around and my 1-year anniversary in January. So, you know, got to thank Unfiltered Studios too for both of us, because they took a chance on both of us. And I think they're going to regret it.
And this is what they get. This has never been unfiltered.
This is really unfiltered.
In the title.
It's raw.
But at the end of the day, check out the guys at Unfiltered Studios too. Finding Your Way with the Beeps, My Stupid Minute Podcast with Keb, Pedals with Support with Mama D, Cindy with Hypno Wellness, you, John, of course, with Movies Longer Unite, me at CVG. I think I'm forgetting one.
Rossi's on there with us.
Ross. Yeah. So, you know, we have a lot of good stuff going on our podcast. If you guys want to join in, send an email, check it out, you know, because we're rocking over there, man. We're doing some great things and
great support.
It's a great support system. A great family to be with, so I'm really happy that we're both on this. So I'm looking forward to next year and bigger and better things. So we're really rocking, and I actually can't wait to now. I think in the new year, I think the 1-year anniversary should be with you guys, because we'll just talk about. I don't even give a shit what we're gonna.
It's gonna be off the wall.
Crazy. It's gonna have to be an off the wall crazy shit.
Matter of fact, let's just make that the title. So guys, that's gonna be it as far as the show goes. Thank you as always. I do appreciate you, Gomez, and you too, Josh, as well. You want to hear more chaotic stuff from us, just go on ahead and tell us that you want more. In listening to us on the audio only podcast, give us a 5-star review. Even if you don't like what we're saying, give us a 5-star review and tell us why you don't like us any. That always helps. So with that being said, I hope everyone has a great and safe Thanksgiving. And always until next time. Publicly, that's all, folks.
Sorry. Wait. I should just say gobbles.
Oh, you got a daughter. Okay, bye guys.
Pop the trunk.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.